Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Question Reality with Priscilla Leona, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to the Question Reality Radio Show. I'm Priscilla Leona, producer and host of this show, and we are coming to you live from Los Angeles, California. For 13 years, we've been on the air providing our audience with entertainment industry career advice. Now, this show is for you if you are questioning your career reality by thinking about pursuing a career in show business, or if you're already working in the entertainment industry and you're just interested in getting some tips on how to elevate your career status. Now, the guests on our show include Grammy winners, Emmy winners, Tony Award winners, reality TV stars. We have working professionals, which include producers and directors and casting directors and agents and talent managers. And we have screenwriters and PR agents and publicists and actors and comedians and singers and novelists, script supervisors, stunt people. Who doesn't love a good stunt man? I know I do. We have celebrity makeup artists, entertainment lawyers. The list goes on and on and on. If they are working in the entertainment industry, I'm going to snatch those little suckers up to give you the best career advice. So you just believe it. Now, if you missed any of our shows, here are three ways that you can listen to them. Number one, from our free mobile apps, which you can get, obviously, from the App Store, the Google Play Store. You can hear us on iHeartRadio, on iTunes, Amazon Podcasts, Google, Audible.com, Stitcher.com. We're everywhere. My voice is radiating the land internationally. Whether you like it or not, you're going to hear this little squeaky, whiny voice. So it's coming at you. Be prepared. You can also listen to any of our shows directly from the website. The one that you're listening to us right now, which is latalkradio.com. Look for our show title, Question Reality, or you can look for my name, Priscilla Leona. Now, we kindly ask that you do us a little favor and subscribe to our podcast. So go on any of the websites that I mentioned, iHeartRadio, iTunes, Amazon Podcast, Google, Audible, Stitcher, and subscribe. We all need a little thumb. Some need a finger, but we mostly need thumbs. So give us a little thumb. Oh, now finally, if you want to be booked on our show or refer someone to be a guest to promote themselves, showcase their project or their products, and help listeners by providing career advice, now you have to focus. You have to go to our official website. Our official website, which is questionrealityradioshow.com, not the website that you're listening to us now, which is obviously latalkradio.com. This is the website where we actually air the show. So again, please go to questionrealityradioshow.com. Very, very easy. You can see our annual guest schedule. You might want to go there and take a peek at who the upcoming guests are and check out their site. Really easy, short. We just need your name, email, and title and website. And there you go. You're on your way. Now, for the exciting part of my day, I have been waiting for this hot little sexy man to come back on my show for years. We were very lucky to have him. I think it was a long time ago, like 2012. That's how long ago it was. And He is a super busy man. His name is Geir Ness, and he is Norway's first international celebrity fragrance beauty handbag designer. He is the designer and creator of one of the most desired fragrances on the market called Lila, and that's the name of his beautiful, beloved mom. Oh my gosh, this guy is just so impressive. So Lila, the perfume, along with his handbags, he has lotions, he has lip gloss, he has it all. Only thing he doesn't have, which I'm going to mention to him, is his next fragrance, which should be called Priscilla. All right, so Lila, I think she would agree he needs to make a fragrance called Priscilla. Maybe she doesn't want to share the spotlight, but I might have to, like, beg him or maybe bribe him or something. But anyway, so his fragrance, Lila, it is a must-have in celebrity gift baskets. He's provided them for MTV Awards, Tony Awards, Grammy Awards, Golden Globe Awards, Miss Universe winner, Eurovision Song Contest winner. That's like a huge, huge thing in Europe, for those of you who don't know. He, again, as I mentioned, he created the fragrance for his beloved mother, Lila. And I want you to go into his website when you get a chance. And follow him on all of his social media sites. It is spelled G as in good, EIRNESS.com. Again, GIRNESS.com. And we are so thrilled to have him on the show. Welcome back, Geir!
Thank you, beautiful. How are you?
Well, now that you're hot, little sexy body is attached to the end of the phone, I'm going to say I'm feeling like a million.
That's fantastic. That's the way we should do this.
Hey, I hear that you are in beautiful Miami today. What you doing over there?
You know, it was too cold in Norway, so I said, you know what? I need some warm, nice weather, you know. Even when you have your mask on, it feels fantastic. I love it.
Well, why Miami and not LA? We got some hot ass sun over here too.
You do?
Yes.
What about the water?
Well, we have water too. We've got the whole Pacific Ocean. Of course, you have the Atlantic Ocean. We got the Pacific. So you got to share. You got to share yourself with us once in a while too.
I will. Hey, I will come soon.
I wanted to thank you so much for my swag bag. Oh my God, honey, I nearly lost my mind at all of the treats that you sent me. First, it was the leopard skin handbag, OMGG, the bottle of body lotion, the lip gloss. Now, that stuff, I don't know if it's supposed to do this, but that lip gloss made my lips tingle. Geir, I swear that my lips were plumping up, and at one point, I was feeling like I had Angelina Jolie lips. They were like plumping up. I'm like, I love this. Woo! So I'm not sure if it's a natural lip plumper. We're going to talk about that. But I was loving that lip gloss. And boy, I tell you, the thrill of it all was when I saw that gorgeously styled bottle of Lila perfume. And I was praying because I didn't know what it smelled like. So I was praying I would love the smell. So I popped that cap off and I said, you know what? I'm not even going to smell it first. I'm going to just start spraying. Woo! Wowza ding! I love that! Oh, let me tell you now. I think I told you before, I'm a perfume fanatic here. I have literally 52 bottles of perfume from all over the world. So to my nose, your fragrance, Lila, and I don't know if I'm right because I don't know how you design it, but I smell it's so light and it has like hints of mountain flowers, and then there's like that sweet undertone, and I'm not qualified to smell anything else. That's all I smelled, but I just love it. I was like spraying it all over my clothes, and It's really, really, really just a gorgeous scent. Was I right? Does it have like some mountain flowers in there?
Yeah, it has like white mountain flowers, natural herb, and it has organic lavender extract. So make it very crisp and clean and light. And that's what I wanted. You know, I wanted to reflect Norway because, you know, I don't know if I told you last time, but when I was little, my mom always would take me up in the mountains of Norway, you know. And I remember, you know, the scent up there is so beautiful and fresh and clean. And I wanted to capture all those elements in the fragrance. So it took me over 40 years to create this fragrance. And I wanted something totally different that has never been done before, because a lot of fragrances can be, you know, nice and all that and so much sweet, but I wanted something that it's so far away from all of it, but still fresh and light. So that's why I spend a lot of time doing research and find the ingredients that you can only get in this fragrance, and I put it together. And it's like to have all the elements in it. And that's why my mom was so special to me when I was little. She always took me outdoors. So I wanted to have a name that meant something to me, you know. So I copied her signature without her knowing it. And I silkscreened her name on the bottle and I gave it to her for Mother's Day. So that's how I come up with the idea, you know, of Lila.
God. Well, see, some people copy their mother's name and try to open credit card accounts. You're such, you're such a good boy. Oh my gosh. Well, I know a great perfume when I smell it, and your fragrance is rocking the Casbah for me. I love it. I love it. I will be forever. I mean, I am last time you were on the show, you didn't know this, but I have since discovered Harry Styles, and I bought his perfume. It's called One Moment. And that has been my exclusive until Lila came along and I said, that's it. Styles, move over. Now I'm obsessed with that boy. Like I would sell my husband and all my relatives for Harry Styles, but now that I smell Lila, that's it, Harry. That's it. All right. So I never, ever, ever get tired of hearing how you started your fragrance line, because you loved your mother so much, and it's such an honor to dedicate the Lila to her. Now, I understand that. This is an exciting fact. Many loyal customers of yours are now naming their kids after the fragrance, or naming all their kids Lila, whether it's a boy or a girl. No, I'm kidding. I guess it's just a girl. Now, that must just seem like such an honor, right? I mean, I rarely hear my name anywhere. I was screaming to high heaven when I heard it being used in one of my favorite shows, The Good Witch. But, you know, other than that, I don't really hear my name. So how does it feel when you maybe accidentally hear someone saying, oh, I love that perfume. What is it? Oh, it's, you know, and then what do you feel like? Like what goes through you? Has it been when you first started till now? Is it everything you thought it was going to be and more?
You know, it's very hard to predict. You know, what I wanted to do when I started was to create something that I really love. And I was going to actually do it very small. I never thought about, you know, getting into Nordstrom's and Disney and doing the whole thing. I just did it because I wanted something unique and special and small. And then when I created it, you know, and because my mom is so special to me, and she actually, when I was little, she always, you know, was there for me, right? So, and I learned so much from her, how she respected older people and what she did to people. I mean, the whole thing. And so I wanted all this. And, you know, I think also because when I had my mom really with me, you know what I mean, the whole time, it gave me more energy. And it's like, I just have to do this. I had to go ahead and just make this happen more and more. You know, the more I started to work with it, and people's response was so amazing. So what happened was, when I got into Nordstrom's, they were so incredible. First of all, when I first came to the United States, the first store that people would tell me about, you have to go if you need some good clothes, it's Nordstrom's, you know, the service, the this and that. And I was like, and then I did promotion with Nordstrom too before I created my fragrance. And I just fell in love with the store and what they're about. And, you know, they're starting as a shoe store and they're ending up doing all this great thing. And then I got into Disney, the Disney World, with the fragrance. And one day I was doing a promotion in Disney World, and the guy come up to me and he was telling me, "Mr. Ness, I got to tell you this story." I said, "Okay." So he said, "Well, I was going to a bank to pay my bills, and it was packed with people. And I said, I was staying there, and all of a sudden I smelled something behind me. And I was like, wow, what is this beautiful scent?" So he turns around and he talked to this woman that was wearing my perfume. And she goes, "Well, you know, it's from Norway and this and that." And they liked each other. So he gave his card to her, his phone number and everything. And they got connected a few weeks later, he told me, and they started to date. And they ended up getting married. And it's a true story. They got a little girl that he named after my fragrance, Lila. And they came to Disney taking pictures with me and this little girl and told me this whole story. So after he told me the story, they hold a second and he opened the door and in came his wife and the little Lila girl. You know what I mean? I could not believe it. You know, my tears. Like, so, you know, you even create a family with this fragrance. So for me, it's very special. And to have people telling me these things, you know, it means the world to me, because it took me a long time to do this, and I wanted people to have a reaction. It's not like, oh, yeah, it's nice, but, you know, I want stories. So now for Mother's Day, on my website, I have actually a contest that I will have everybody that have my fragrance or know my fragrance has a story behind it. They can write in on my website, you know, gearness.com, and it's right there. They click on it, and they can write it, and we're going to have three winners that will get a fragrance bottle from me signed with my picture and everything. And we're going to randomly pick them. So it's not like that story is better than this story. Every story that comes in will count. And we're going to just randomly pick three winner, you know, or three people with the stories that they will win something for Mother's Day. That's next weekend, you know.
That is fantastic. Yeah. I mean, little do these people know that your perfume seems to be a love potion now.
Exactly.
Story, it's a love potion. Boy, the women are going to be flocking to get Lila now that they heard that story about getting a damn husband. Gee,
right.
Liz, what more can you want? I love it. And
exactly.
So the Mother's Day special, so they just have to go to the website, gearness.com, and then they write their story, some story, while they were wearing the perfume or about the perfume.
Anything about Lila, any story they have, you know, like this story I told you, no, and if they have all the story, I mean, I have hundreds of emails from guests that telling me different stories, like told you, no, and lots of other ones. And I thought, you know what, it'd be great if they can just email me in there, you know, and they say it on the website, it is go in, it says contest for Mother's Day. It's very easy to click on there and it goes right in. You put in your name and your email address and the story thing, click, and then Mother's Day. We're going to just randomly pick three of those people that put in, and the three of the winner will get a large bottle of Lila signed by me and a picture, of course, and I'll be sending it to them right away.
Are you doing it live on the website so the people can get excited and they can all, you know, go to your website and see you doing it live? Because I think it should be done live, right?
Yeah. Well, we're going to try to do it live. I actually am supposed to be flying that day, Mother's Day. So, but I will try to see if I can manage to do something.
You can try for sure. Even if it's just on Facebook, on your Facebook page, because people want to hear their name announced. I don't get them even excited. The reason I asked if it was just for the perfume, because you have so many other things in your line. Now, when you were on the show last time, I do not believe you had the handbags, and because I know there is a fragrance for males as well.
Right.
And I don't know if you had that. So that's why I was specifically asking if the stories had to be about the Lila perfume for women, or can they be stories for the male fragrance? Because I know the men want to join in too. And is it just for the Lila perfume for women, or can men talk about your fragrance, and then can people tell stories about the handbag? I mean, is it limited to, or is it unlimited?
Well, because it's for Mother's Day, you know, so that's why we do Mother's Day now. Okay. So if you do Father's Day, they can be in June, you know, when Father's Day comes.
Yeah.
So right now it's for all the beautiful women out there, you know, that has a story to tell.
Got it. Got it. Well, that's a great campaign to have your male. Now, what is the fragrance for men called?
I couldn't come up with a better name, so I named it after myself, Gear.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, that's a good one. Yes. Oh, so that might be a possible Father's Day promotion, huh? Right.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. So it spells, you know, G-E-I-R, but it pronounced like gear. So I just tell people, shift it in gear and go.
I love it. I hear gear that you say that the perfume or your marketing. I wasn't sure if it was limited to the Lila perfume, but I hear that you say that it's not marketed like other fragrances with big names. And I didn't know what you meant by that. So I'm going to ask you why you say that. Mm-hmm. What do you mean by that statement?
So, you know, when you see new fragrances coming up, you see them in all the magazines like Vogue and Elle and all that, right? And they advertise it, or they have celebrities that will be the spokesperson for the fragrances, right? On TV, commercials, you know, you name it. On social media, they're paying bloggers and all that to promote it. So instead of doing that, what I have been doing when I started it, I went out there myself and met the people. You know, I did promotion. I did thousands of promotions all over, you know, in Europe and here, and especially in the United States, especially with Nordstrom's in the beginning. I did a lot of smaller events. I had hundreds of trend shows with Nordstrom's, which I loved, you know, because you're meeting a great audience and that people are, you know, they didn't want to meet the creator. And for me, I'm more a people person. I'm not, you know, I don't want to sit behind a desk or in the warehouse. I will be out there with people and get their feedback, what they think and everything. So that has been very different because you don't see a lot of people doing that now. They have other people working for them, right? So, and that's what I meant with that is a word of mouth fragrance that people like me, it's more like a niche fragrance that not everybody knows about, you know what I mean? And people like, so it's not really out there everywhere. It's more exclusive. And I think that's what people like. And when they meet me, I get connected with them and they tell me all these stories. And then I can come back, you know, and start to think about the next item, like the lotion for dry skin. So many people have problem with dry skin, but they said, I buy creams all the time. Is it too greasy or too this and that? Wanted to come up with a cream and so many people asked me. So then I came up with a body cream specifically created for sensitive and dry skin. And that sells almost as much as the fragrance. And then the one you told me about, the lip tingle, it is a lip tingle, you know. It's actually like a glossy with a little tingle in it. So makes your lips very nice and full.
Oh, so it does pump them up. I was right.
Yeah.
I wasn't sure. Okay.
Yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely. You are so smart.
I love that. Yeah. Now, if you make a lotion to reduce breasts, then I'm going to be definitely buying those because these things, every time I try to run, they just nearly knock my head off. So we'll talk about that in the future. So let me ask you, it's so important that a company keep expanding their product line, which is what you're doing, but sometimes not with too many products, and only Apple, I think, can do that, right? So, but tell us about your decision to expand your product line, because that must have been, you know about business well enough to know, okay, well, I want to add this, but I don't want to keep adding and adding and adding, and then this get lost. And so tell me about that decision and what you have on the horizon, because I heard a little bird told me that you have a new fragrance launching in October with Disney. So can you tell us about that? Give us the scoop, honey.
So, So for your first question first, you know, to come up with, you know, lots of items right away, I think is the wrong approach because people get confused, right? Like I worked for some company before and they have like 5, 6, 7 different fragrances right away. And you're just like, I want this one, but what about that one and this one? It's like, no, you keep it very small, but you expand in a way with other items. So you have the fragrance first and then you do the cream, deodorant and what have you, right? One to one. So I have people ask me for many years to create, come up with a new fragrance, and I said I will come up with one when I'm ready for it. You know, when it's meant to be. And that's why I did the women's perfume first, and with the cream and deodorant, you know, which has no aluminum, it's aluminum free and all that. And then I do the men's fragrance. Then I came up with a skincare line called Skin of Norway. And that is like an anti-aging formula, which has Norwegian cloudberry. And that's a berry that you find like in Norway, Finland, and it has a lot of antioxidants in it. And it goes right into your skin and works from the inside out. And it's really an amazing product. The only problem I have with it, we're selling it out so fast, and it's hard for me to get the ingredients right away. So sometimes it's been sold out for a little while, but we're getting back in again, and I have people on waiting list and all that, so which is wonderful. And I decided after, you know, I created a fragrance, Frozen, after the movie, you know, Frozen with Disney. And that fragrance, we sold out, and you cannot buy it anymore. It's all sold out. And then I decided, you know what? I wanted to come up with another fragrance that is more like a continuation of that scent. It's a little different, but it's in the same family. And so I had a meeting with Disney, and I worked on it for a couple of years now. And it's finally, the scent is finished. I'll do the last thing with the packaging, and we're going to launch it in Disney World October 1st, which is actually Disney's 50th anniversary in Disney World. So I'm going to be there October 1st at Epcot in Orlando. They're promoting and signing bottles. So people who come the first, you know, day or week, there will be a collectible bottle. It will be the first one, and I will sign each of them too with the date and everything. So if people want something unique and different, you know, they have to come to Mickey Mouse. So what I wanted to do is do something very Norwegian. Yeah. So it actually will be spelled in Norwegian. It's going to be Norwegian snow in Norwegian, and that's spelled N-O-R-S-K, which is Norsk, and snø is S-N-O with, I don't know if you've seen those letters. I'm sure you have. We have three more letters in Norway, A, Ø, O, and Ø is a circle with a slash over it, you know? So, Yeah, that's pronounced as an Ø, so it's Norsk snø. So it's going to be very, very crispy, clean, you know. It's going to be, so Lila, they won't like fight with each other, you know. The Norwegian snow and Lila will be two different scents, but it will still be very clean and fresh in different ways, you know. And they're both going to have lavender extract in them, this one also. Lavender is very soothing and light, so I love to have that in my scent to make it very, you know, the last ingredient. So when it dries down, you can smell a little crisp cleanness on it. So that will be awesome. I'm very excited about that.
I love that because, you know, that's a very good title, obviously, because you've got the Beatles song, Norwegian Wood, and now you're going to have Norwegian Snow. People, it's very easy to remember for, you know, a certain age category. But anyway, I'm sure the youngies will remember it. Anyway, speaking about Frozen, real quick, I'm so sad you discontinued that because I never got a bottle of that. And my little friend, my friend's daughter played, she played Anna in Frozen. So, little Livy Steubenrowl. And if I had known, I would have snatched up a bottle of Frozen. I didn't even know that it was out. Darn it. Well, if you ever forget that, keep me in mind.
Yeah, it was just because, you know, of the movie, and, you know, it was made for that. So when movie was finished and done with, you know, and we sold everything out, and it was then time, you know. So I was the last promotion I did with Disney was in Times Square at the Disney store. So they were so nice that they had put a billboard over me in Times Square, and that I came in there and did the thing. And I met this woman that she told me she had she said, I drove here, it took me 5 hours to see you, Mr. Ness, just to get this bottle. And She had a big picture of me. She wanted me to sign, and she was so happy and cried. And you know what I mean? It's like, it was a whole Disney thing. And, you know, I love Disney more than anything. And it's just, for me to be part of that was just a thrill. It was just wonderful to be, you know, asked to do that. So it was a wonderful experience.
Well,
and I have a very good relationship with Disney.
Didn't they have Frozen 2 come out, but you didn't do a promotion for Frozen 2, right?
That's what I was doing. Yeah, there was Frozen 2.
Frozen 2, the second movie.
Yeah, I just did it. It was just right before. It was in 2019 November.
Oh, you didn't do it for the original Frozen, which is the one that my friend Livy Stovenrau was in. She played the young Anna on that. So you didn't do the one for 2013.
I did it actually for both of them. It was like an overlap with the first and the second one. So, So it was both of them, yeah.
Well, too bad, Libby. But I'll see if there's a third Frozen. I'm going to have Gear get you a bottle. I'll buy you a bottle for old time's sake. She's a wonderful little actress, gorgeous girl.
Okay, that's nice.
I know she would have really loved that darn bottle of perfume. I can't believe I didn't know about it. Oh, I got to keep up with you, Gear. I got to wake up with you, and I got to go to sleep with you to know what you're doing so I can keep up with that. Question for you. I wanted to know, your company has, because earlier you were talking about how you don't really go the traditional route of marketing like other big fragrance companies. You like to keep it personal, which is fantastic. I love it. But no matter how low-key you kept the marketing, somehow your company has been in high demand to provide the gift baskets for all of the events like the MTV Awards, Tony Awards, Grammy Awards, Golden Globe. I mean, it's endless. You provide all the swag, right? Or at least some of the swag. So how did your company, or what path, I guess, did you carve that took your company to such an elite status that you're one of the most requested gift basket providers for those red carpet events?
Well, you know, they have all the special events, and then sometimes you get asked, you know, companies that are in, and especially also, you know, being with Nordstrom, because, you know, people that shop at Nordstrom, a lot of people in the entertainment business go there and shop, right? So they see this fragrance that they haven't really seen before, and that's unique and different, you know. And that's how they contacted me the first time with the Grammy Awards, was the producers of the Grammys and had got the scent, and his girlfriend loved it, and one thing led to another. And so I did not just the gift bag for them. What I did 18 of the stars backstage. So all the performers in their dressing room, they had my fragrance there. And the night before the Grammys, I made a special collectible bottle for all the nominees that was there at the party before. And I was invited to be there and met them all and all that. So that was really a thrill. And after that, you know, people start to talk, you know, and then one thing leads to another, you know what I mean? And you get invited and you're doing it that way. So, it was a thrill for me. And, you know, and then you become friends with some of these, you know, stars. And, you know, and then what you realize, we all the same, you know what I mean? And we all have a story to tell. And I think for you, because you promote and help people, you know, looking into what they're doing and be better at it. And I think one of the secrets in entertainment, in any business, especially the business we are in, is to never give up and look outside the box. You know what I mean? Not do like everybody else is doing. When I don't know if I told you last time, Priscilla, but when I launched my fragrance at Nordstrom, did I tell you how I did it the first day?
No, that was my next question. You're like psychic over here, because that was my next question. How did you, you know, start in this business without any knowledge of perfume or cologne development, which is what you said last time? But no, tell me the story.
So, okay. So I had created the fragrance and I met with the partner store, and nobody wanted to call me back or anything. Said, who's GNS? And I did some promotion work, you know, with other fragrance line at Nordstrom's. And so I got to get a meeting with the Nordstrom buyer, the fragrance buyer. And she only had 2 minutes to talk to me, right? Because they're busy and doing all that. So I went up to the office and she smelled my fragrance, said, Gear, this is a fantastic fragrance, but you have no advertisement money. You have no big name. And she told me, and she was very honest. This is harder than show business here. I can't take it in. You know, I don't think it will happen here. Try somewhere else. And I said, why don't you take it in on consignment and see how much I sell? And she goes, we don't do this here. And I think she felt bad for me. And so finally, I didn't give up. And said one thing, said, okay, Geir, I'm going to take in 100 bottles and see how much you sell in 3 months. And if you don't sell any or whatever, you have to take it all back. But I'll let you do that in one store in Beverly Hills, right? So I knew I only have one shot to do this. And it was the day before Mother's Day. I never forget this. And I had no money. Remember, I had spent all the money and I borrowed money from a friend of mine, maxed up my credit card. And I had 1,000 bottles sitting in my apartment. And this was in Los Angeles. I was sitting in my apartment and I went to the garage sale and I bought a suit for $5. And at the garage sale, there was a red carpet laying there. So I asked the guy who was there, can I have that with it? I said, okay. So for $5, I got this red carpet and a suit, right? So I called a friend of mine because I went to acting school in LA for 2 years. And a friend of mine in class, he was a photographer. And I said to him, John, can you come down to Nordstrom on Saturday before Mother's Day and take pictures of me and pretend that I'm a big celebrity from Europe? And he goes, Geir, I would love to, but I have no film. This is 20 years ago, right? I have no film in my camera. I said, nobody knows. Just come and flash and make me big. And then I talked to a couple of my friends. They said, can you come down? And like, my God, here he is. And ended the whole thing, right? So when the store opened the day before Mother's Day, I was there. I had all my bottles stacked up behind me, pictures of myself, of course, around. And I had the red carpet there. And I had the photographer there ready to flash. And a couple of people like, oh, my God, Mr. Nesta, you're here. I can't believe it, blah, blah, blah. And an hour after the store opened, I had a huge line of people. And we sold every single bottle out. And one woman come up to me and she said to me, you know, with all diamonds and stuff, and she hold her hands on my shoulder and said, darling, I love that suit. That must be from Europe. And I had bought it a few blocks away, you know. And this is a true story. And I sold everything out. And Nordstrom called me the following Monday and said, what happened? They just could not believe what happened. And then I got into more stores and the rest is history. But that's how I started. With just not believing in myself so much and, you know, not take no for an answer and just go for it. And if you have a good product and if you're good, you will be successful. You know, you just have to believe in yourself. And that's what I tell to everybody, all my acting friends or director or whatever I know that go to Hollywood or started, you know, just do not give up because so many people do that. They have a little success, right? A little thing, but then, oh, it's so hard. I have to try something else. If you really want to do it, you just have to go for it 110% and think outside the box. And I think that was one of the reasons that I have been successful in my business because I never give up. I always believe that my fragrance is the best in the world and it become. And I, you know, and you have to have a good product, but you have to believe in yourself and not just listen to negativity. And I think it's important for Silla to stay away from all this negativity around you, all this, you can't do it, and this, and all, you know, we always have people around us like that, you know, just get rid of that and surround yourself with positive energy and, you know, and love yourself. There's nothing wrong about liking yourself, whatever, and not be hard on yourself. Every time I wake up in the morning, you know what songs I have? I play What a Wonderful World with Louis Armstrong. Mm-hmm. And It's a Beautiful Morning with from Oklahoma, you know, what a beautiful morning, what a beautiful day. Those two songs, before I even wake up, I have it on my phone. I said, push, and I put them on, and I get in good mood, and that's how I started my day. Every single day I do that.
Well, you gotta add that song, I'm Walking on Sunshine, by that European group. Remember that from the 80s? I'm walking on sunshine. Yeah, Katrina and the Waves. That's a fun one. That's my song for the morning.
Good. Yeah, but I think it's important to have something you do. And of course, I do my bed every morning too. Before I even wake, you know, I think after I wake up, I do my bed. The first thing I do, I always make my bed because it's good to start the day like that, you know. And then everything else will follow through. So you know, you just have to do it. Yeah.
You were, anybody who looks at you goes, wow, what a hottie, right? So you were able, he's rocking that He's got a hot rocking little body. So you got to go to his website, garenest.com, take some look at his little body. But you're able to stay in excellent shape and super fit while you, I understand that you travel like 290 days a year to promote your company, which is like, what? And I hear that you're asked to do this so much that you were, I think you're either currently writing a book on fitness and health for the busy traveler, or you already wrote it. Which one was that?
I'm working on it. I wrote one, the first book I did was like a small pocket book. That was just a book that I did. I sold it actually also at Disney. It was more stories, you know, with me and my mom, you know, and all that. Then this book that I've been working for a while, I've been so busy with this new fragrance and everything, so I haven't really had time to focus on it as much as I wanted to. But that's more like how to take care of yourself. It's not just fitness, it's everything, you know, what you can do when you're by yourself and how to think and starting there, you know, small exercises you can do, and also something with the food, you know, like just what to eat. Like, it's not going to be like a diet book or anything like that. It's just going to be easier for people to find a food that is good for you, you know what I mean, that will help you. Because I know myself, if I didn't eat certain, you know, be on a certain lifestyle form, I wouldn't be able to do all my traveling and be able to do all this promotion and be around people, because it's hard to do it, but you have to think clearly and, you know, and have your energy up. And a lot of food that you put into your system can actually either help you or do the opposite, right? So you can be tired and you get a lot of carbohydrates and things like that, you know, you get more tired and you can really keep it up. So I tell people how important it is to eat good and also exercise. Some people can exercise a lot and some people can do it, but at least walk and do something, you know, and not just sit in your car and sit on your desk and do nothing. You know, it's important to be out there doing things. So I have done a couple of small videos, you know, with exercises you can do at home and all that. And I did something live online. I did a couple of things on a TV show a couple of times and, you know, a little bit here and there. But I just think it's important that to feel good about yourself, you know, it's so important, as you know, to feel good about yourself. And some people have a hard time, especially now under this pandemic and everything. People have been depressed and everything. So I'm trying to really focus on the positive things, you know. I mean, you will never see me write any negativity on my Facebook or Instagram or anything like that, you know. I'm trying to keep it up and uplifting so people can get more energy and feel good and not get depressed. And I think now at least we can see a light in the end of the tunnel that things starting to change, so which is wonderful. So I want people to focus on the good things and not sitting there and you know, and be depressed and having a bad time. And that's why I also like to be out there with people and talk to people. And, you know, because I have a lot of people with stories that come and telling me, and it's so wonderful to try to make a difference, you know, in right. people's life. That's what I love doing.
Well, Gare, honey, I got some bad news for you, because if I ate what you eat, I'd be dead. If I don't have carbohydrates 24 hours a day, I'd be dead as a doorknob. You're just a very lucky person that you can eat that healthy food. I try to eat it and I'm like, oh God, I can't get out of bed. I had a salad. And my husband's like, what did you eat? I only had a salad today and I can't get up. You know how those medic alert bracelets where the old people fall and they can't get up? Well, that's how I am when I eat a salad, nothing else. I've tried to diet my whole life, Gear. It's just never working out for me. But it hasn't stopped me. The pasta and pizza are giving me life. I can't live without it. I wish I could. Oh, my God. But, you know, I know exactly what you're saying.
No.
That doesn't work for everybody. Everybody's
different. We're all different. And I'm not saying that you're going to be crazy and do what I do at all. What I'm saying is, it is, you know, it is a good thing to think about, you know, and also for your health. It's not just for that, but for a lot of things, you know, especially when you get older. So, you know, and a lot of people have problems with diabetes and all that. So it's just, you know, it's just to be smart about, you know what I mean? Like, I have pizza sometimes too, of course, you know, not every day, but I can have a pizza. I can do that. But on a regular basis, you know, then I look forward to having it. If you have those foods all the time, there's no difference. And then, you know, so I'm just trying to have things in my house that I can eat. If you get those things in the evening, you're starting to get really, oh my God, I got to have one of this and one of that. And if you don't have those bad things, you know, in your house, you don't eat it. Then you can have something, a fiber or something, you know, apple or this and that. But, you know, you should absolutely eat what you like too. But I just think that it's important that you think a little bit about it too.
It is,
you know?
It is true. I'm going to think about that when I'm 75. I'm going to start. I'm going to start for sure, Gear. No, I'm kidding. I'm going to start right away. Okay. So question for you. I know that you are just such a loving person. You're so kind in every aspect of your life, obviously. An influence from your mother. I know that you're deeply involved in helping people and that you dedicate all of your free time, which isn't much, but you dedicate all your free time to cancer foundations and children's education. Can you tell us about that portion of your life?
Yes, of course. I mean, I have been, I like to help people and not just people, but also animals. So I do, for me, it's important to, like I was doing an event, you know, down in Chicago with abused children for Christmas. So what I did then, I dressed up like Santa Claus and I have gifts for all these people that was there. You know, I came in and tried to make a little Norwegian Christmas for them. And it was really interesting for me to see, you know, how these people, some of them was very scared, you know, and some of them was very happy, but they started to warm up, you know, little by little. But you have to be very, you know, careful and how you talk, and you can't really touch or anything, you know what I mean? Like you had to be, but they started to really warm up, and it was so nice at the end of the event that I did. They were thanking me and smiling, and the people that was so scared in the beginning, they said, oh, they asked questions about Norway, and I told them stories about Norway, how to, you know, with Santa Claus and this and that. And they were like young children. They were from probably 8 to 16, 17 maybe. You can just see how, because I was so lucky in my life that I grew up with a mom that I had, and also my dad, of course, but my mom has just been amazing. And I know that not everybody has a mom, you know, or they have problem, or they give them away, or whatever story it is. And so for me to do this gives me so much. And I'm so thankful for what I have. And I try to also, because I've been lucky to be doing well in my business. So then I think it's also my job to help other people. And also with animal, I do a lot of work with the animal shelters, which are trying to find home for dogs. I will go and walk them and do whatever I can do, donation and you name it. Because I think when you are able to help, and it doesn't have to be money either, it can just be your time, right? So it just needs time. And I think if we all can do that for other people, helping people, you will do so much better in your own life as well. And you feel better about yourself. Just trying to even say hi to people or do something nice, you know, whatever it is, it's important. And for me, at least, it's been helping me tremendously. I think it's helping me more than helping the animals sometimes when I do that, you know? So I think it's a very good thing to do. And I think everybody should try to do something for other people or for animals or for something, you know, instead of all for themselves all the time. And if I think open up more, a lot of things.
Gare, I don't even understand how people can wake up in the morning and not think of how they can help another person. I was born this way, much to my mother's chagrin. She said, you need to worry more about yourself, but she's a Capricorn. That's how they are. But I'm into astrology, but I can't do it. Gare, I always think about the other person. I would give somebody my last cent and do without. That's just how I am, because I love to make people happy more than anything. And my mother told me at a very young age, she said, Priscilla, if you keep thinking like that, you are never going to be rich. You're never going to be famous. And people are going to walk all over you. But you know what? I get joy from making other people happy. And you know, that's all I need. That's all I need. I don't care about money. I find money distasteful personally, but I'd like, you know, as long as I got money to pay my bills, I'm fine. But, you know, I'd rather give all my money away. I just would rather do it. So I know what you mean by that. And I love animals. By the way, I need a small puppy if you happen to run across one. Two more questions and you're out of here real quick because we have already come to the end of the road.
All right.
Real quick, if you had to go back, this is a very important question. I want you to think about this because a lot of people want to know this. If you had to go back in time and give yourself one piece of career advice, what would you say to your younger
self? If I wanted to give
to your younger self before you got started, one piece of advice.
Okay. Don't believe everything you hear. You know what I mean? Like people telling you things and you wanted to believe it because you want it so badly and you don't really see the truth with it. You know, I think it's important that you you can be skeptic and, you know, and there will be people out there that are trying to not be nice. I mean, those are reality. So you just have to really when people start to talk to people, try to. To be sure that people you talk to want the best for you and not just for them or take advantage of you. Because in the beginning, you know, I was just a little blonde dumb gear from Norway, right? So I didn't know much, but I also was lucky that I didn't have any money when I started. So I had to stay with scratch. I didn't have money to give away or spend on things that they wanted you to do, you know, like in acting, like in Hollywood, you know, oh, you should take all these different classes in order to do this and this. And then they have all these different, you know, kind of people in the industry that take all the money and nothing really happened to you. So, oh, we can get you in front of the producers and directors and what have you. And it doesn't really happen and you're spending a lot of money. So just be careful a little bit. And I think that's my advice, just to be careful the people you meet, you know, and don't, because so many people do that mistake. They're believing in people right away and they, because they want it so badly and they can get hurt. And I don't want that to happen to anyone. So so that would be one advice for me when I started. Thank God that I did well, but I almost was burned a couple times in the beginning. So that is one advice that I will tell everybody, whatever they want to.
There's a statement for that gear, which I'm sure you've heard. Trust, but verify.
Yeah, exactly.
You need to live your life by. Trust, but verify. Yeah. You don't want to always be suspicious about people, but you can trust them, but you better get on that internet and make sure it's right or do character reference. Is you just can't take people for the word, unfortunately.
Exactly.
We got Norwegian wood. I'm sorry, snow. Oh my God, I can't believe I said that. Oh my God, what Norwegian snow gears new fragrance coming out in October. You have to go to his website, gearness.com, GEIRNESS.com, to find out more details. And most importantly, you've got to enter the contest, the Mother's Day contest, to get Lila, the ultimate perfume. There will be no other perfume on your drawer once you smell and start using that fragrance. Now, I need to get that white purse, by the way. I got the leopard skin one, but I saw another white one that's reversible, and I didn't see that on your website. So I got to get that purse. How to get it?
That's right. We just got it back. We just got it out for Mother's Day. It just came out last week.
Oh, is it on your website? Can I buy it on your website?
Yeah, everything is on my website now. Absolutely.
Oh, because I didn't see that white purse. I have the leopard skin, but I didn't see the white one. Okay, I'm gonna go and look again. Go to Gear's website and again, gearness.com. Follow him on social media. As you can see, he is a fun, super fly guy, right? So we got to have you back on the show, Gear, in a couple years, right?
Thank you so much, Priscilla. And I wish you all the best in the world, too, Priscilla.
Thank you.
and enjoy. And thank you for having me on your fabulous show. Have a fabulous week, weekend. It's like weekend is almost over now, right?
So yeah, tomorrow is Monday. Mother's Day. I'm going to be in Vegas. I'm leaving for Vegas tomorrow. We're going to be partying in Vegas. 2020.
Oh, good for you.
Yeah, celebrating the mother on Mother's Day. All right,
I love it.
Thank you so much, everybody, for listening. We'll see you next week on Question Reality. Bye.
Bye. Thank you.
You're listening to Question Reality with Priscilla Leona, right here on LA Talk Radio.